Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio that broadcasts via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kilohertz. And we are also streaming our shows in 8 languages via our website, rai.com.ar. And not only our shows, but several features of various kinds covering fields such as the environment, science, history, culture, music. All of that you can find on rai.com.ar. I am Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you this weekly edition of our show in English, always emphasizing that it is a weekly program due to the pandemic, because we are working from home. And as soon as this health crisis is resolved, we'll start to go back to the central studios of RAI in the center of Buenos Aires and have the gear, the equipment, the infrastructure to bring you once again programs every day from Mondays through Fridays. But in the meantime, we are bringing you a weekly edition that this week will include, as usual, an overview of the most important news stories from Argentina and Latin America of the past few days. And today we'll also present a feature on Diego Maradona, but not on Diego himself, but a song, one of the many songs written in homage of him. But in this case, this was his favorite, and he said that. Get to know the history behind this song, The Hand of God, dedicated to Maradona. And before starting, I also wanted to celebrate with you, my dear listeners, another birthday of this station, RAI Argentina to the World, that we are marking this week on February 12th. RAI is marking its 63rd anniversary. The International Radio Service of Argentina began broadcasting on February 12, 1958, under the name Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior, Overseas Argentine Broadcasting, which was a successor of a previous service that had been inaugurated during the government of President Juan Perón in the late 1940s, a service that was called SIRA, S-I-R-A, Servicio Internacional de la República Argentina, which was later renamed under its present name, RAI Argentina to the World. Well, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, now we call it RAI Argentina to the World. That's our current official name. So, happy birthday, RAI. I'm very proud to be working in this service, one of the few of this kind in Latin America, one of the few public broadcasters that has a foreign languages division. So it fills me with pride, and it's also a great responsibility that I accept with joy every day. I've been working in RAI for more than a decade, for practically 13 years, and I am very, very happy to be part of this team. Happy birthday, RAI, once again, and happy birthday to you, the listeners of this international service of Argentina. Okay, folks, let me remind you that you can get in touch with us by sending us an email. Our email address is qslrai@gmail.com, and the Xers can also send their reception reports to that email. We'll be replying accurate reports with a digital QSL card. So, once again, our email is qslrai@gmail.com. All right, let's get started. As usual, the news first. These are the headlines. The Amazonian variant of coronavirus was detected in Argentina. The candidate supported by former President Rafael Correa won the elections in Ecuador, but there will be a runoff election on April 11 nonetheless. Unrest continues in Chile after the murder of a street artist by the police. The forest fires in northern Patagonia have been burning for 2 weeks and still could not be put out. The Catholic Church considered invalid the wedding of a man and a trans woman held in a chapel of the city of Ushuaia. Sports. Lionel Messi was elected best football player of the decade. And these are the news. Brazilian variants of coronavirus were detected in Argentina as confirmed by the Minister of Health, Ginés González García. These are mutations of the virus more contagious than the original strain found in China more than a year ago. The minister announced that the Malbrán Bacteriological Institute found the so-called Amazonia and Rio variants in samples from travelers returning from Brazil. In the case of the strain, also known as Manaus, there is no community circulation, which means that for the moment there have been no local infections. And the same applies to the British variant, of which only one case has been recorded in Argentina so far. Regarding the vaccination rollout in Argentina, Mr. González García assured that Argentina will receive more than 60 million doses this year, mainly of the Sputnik V and AstraZeneca Oxford vaccines. He made this statement when presenting a report before Congress on the government's COVID strategy. The official predicted that all Argentines over 18 years of age will get a jab this year. In connection with Sputnik V, Argentine President Alberto Fernandez had a telephone conversation with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The president congratulated the Gamaleya Institute for the vaccine, which, according to medical journal The Lancet, is more than 91% effective. Official sources said Fernandez and Putin discussed the possibility of the inoculant being produced in Argentina as from next July. Over the past few days, the president also talked to his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron. According to what Fernandez revealed on Twitter, Buenos Aires and Paris share the opinion that vaccines should be a global good, free of intellectual property, so all developing countries have access to them. Also, on Tuesday, the Argentine president recalled the criticism his administration received for the quick approval granted to Sputnik V, whose safety was questioned by the opposition before The Lancet endorsed it. 2 weeks ago, I was a serial poisoner, and today they are asking me to get poison for all Argentines, an ironic, Mr. Fernandez said during an official ceremony in Tucumán. Meanwhile, the Argentine Drug Safety Agency, ANMAT, gave emergency authorization to another vaccine, the Indian-made Covishield. In addition, next week schools will reopen in the city of Buenos Aires, the first district in Argentina to start the school year. The government of the capital city reached an agreement with the teachers' unions on health protocols to ensure that all students go to a classroom for at least 4 hours a day. Let's recall that in 2020, practically all students all year have online lessons only. Among other measures of the plan, each class this year in the capital will be considered a bubble that will have to be kept isolated from the others. In addition, the use of face masks will be mandatory at all times for everybody. The temperature will be taken at the entrance of the school and all doors and windows will have to remain open at all times. Teachers will also have to be tested for COVID every 15 days. After a spike in the number of cases during the end-of-year holidays, the epidemiological situation in Argentina has once again become less serious, with an average of 7,000 cases per day. Health authorities and epidemiologists consider, however, that the figure is still high and warn of a risk of a second wave following the reopening of schools and the arrival of cold weather. In Ecuador, Andrés Arauz was the most voted candidate in the elections of this past Sunday, February 7, with more than 32% of the vote. The center-left economist got a 12-point lead over his closest rivals, but still could not win in the first round. This means there will be a runoff election on April 11 between Arauz and a rival not yet defined. The second place is contested by center-rightist and former banker Ernesto Lasso and indigenous leader and environmental activist Jacu Pérez. Both obtain some 20% of the vote, and a manual recount is expected to define who will go to the runoff. Arauz has the support of former President Rafael Correa, who governed the South American nation between 2007 and 2017 and still enjoys high levels of popularity. Correa, who resides in Belgium, has been sentenced in Ecuador for corruption. Charges, he assures, were a part of an operation mounted by his successor and fierce rival Lenin Moreno. For his part, Lasso is running for president for the third time and promises to attract foreign investments to Ecuador. Jacu Pérez, in turn, wants to become the first indigenous president in Ecuadorian history and wants to limit mining and oil activity to protect the environment. Unrest continues in Chile following the murder of a street juggler by the main security force in the South American country, the Carabineros. The crime took place last week in Panguipulli, some 800 kilometers south of the capital, Santiago. The victim, named Francisco Pancho Martinez Romero, 27, was on a street corner juggling with some savers that, according to his friends and family, were props and not real swords. Two Carabineros demanded his ID and a confrontation ensued, which was captured on cell phone cameras. The images that went viral show the agents with their revolvers in hand shooting Romero, who died after being hit in the chest. Police sources assure that the Carabineros acted in legitimate self-defense, since they believed the young man was attacking them with real swords. But Ramirez's death reignited protests against the Carabineros, who have a history of abuse and brutality in the repression of street demonstrations. In Panguipulli, Maipú and Santiago, there were marches, barricades, burning of public buildings and clashes with security forces that responded with rubber bullets and tear gas. The government of President Sebastián Piñera announced a thorough investigation into the Panguipulli case, for which one of the Carabineros involved has already been arrested. On the other hand, there is also upheaval in Haiti, where President Jovenel Moïse refuses to leave office despite the Supreme Court order declaring his five-year term ended. This is because there are legal discrepancies about when his government began, on February 7, 2016, as the opposition claims, or on the same day, but in 2017, as Moïse claims. The president denounced an attempted coup d'etat and ordered the arrest of 20 people allegedly involved in a plot to kill him. Following these arrests, opposition parties called for new street protests to demand that the president leave power. In addition, they also appointed a transitional government headed by Judge Joseph Messène Jean-Louis. After more than 2 weeks, forest fires continue in the area of El Bolsón in northern Patagonia, Argentina. Due to the environmental disaster, the governor of the province of Río Negro, Arabella Carreras, declared a state of emergency. According to her, the winds, the temperatures above 35 degrees and the low humidity favored the spread of the fire. Ms. Carreras remarked that weather conditions like this summer's had not been recorded for more than half a century in the area known as the Comarca Andina, the Andean Shire. More than 200 local firefighters are working in the area, supported by teams sent by the national government. More than 8,000 hectares were devoured by the flames, and wild trees such as the lengas and alerce, hundreds of years old, were lost. According to authorities, a drop in temperature is expected in the next few days, something that would improve the prospects of putting out the fire, or at least controlling it. The Catholic Church declared null the wedding of a trans woman and a man held in a chapel of the city of Ushuaia in the far south of Argentina. Last week, Victoria Castro, 46, married Pablo López Silva, 54, in a ceremony headed by parish priest Fabian Coleman. Castro changed her gender in 2013, 2 years after marrying López Silva by a civil ceremony thanks to the 2010 same-sex marriage law passed in Argentina. But according to what she told news agency Telam, they still wanted to marry by church since both are practicing Catholics. If this family we have with Pablo was not built from love and with the hand of God, then tell me where God is, said the woman who adopted 3 children, who are now teenagers, with her husband. During his homily, Father Coleman affirmed that the church belongs to everyone, and when I say everyone, I do mean everyone. The ceremony was attended by the governor of Tierra del Fuego, Gustavo Melilla, and several members of his government, for which both the newlyweds work. But after the wedding, the highest Catholic authority in the area, the bishopric of Tierra del Fuego and Santa Cruz, issued a statement denying the validity of the marriage. The text states that the union of Castro and López Silva does not correspond to the sacrament of marriage as understood by the Church. They also informed that Father Coleman was warned for heading the wedding. And finally, sports. Argentina's Lionel Messi was voted the best player of the decade 2011-2020 by the International Federation of Football Statistics and History. According to sources from this Swiss-based entity, the Barcelona forward fought for the first place head-to-head with Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo. But the Rosario-born footballer was the most voted by experts from 150 countries participating in the poll. The top 10 also included stars of the last decade, such as Brazil's Neymar, Spain's Andrés Iniesta and Sergio Ramos, Croatia's Luka Modric, and Sweden's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, among others. In other sporting news, Argentine coach Hernán Crespo confirmed the end of his tenure at Defensa y Justicia after winning the Copa Sudamericana. The former River and Chelsea striker acknowledged he received offers to continue his career as coach of Brazilian teams Santos or São Paulo and the Chilean national team. Crespo generated worldwide interest after winning the first international title for Defensa y Justicia, a small team that was promoted to the first category of Argentine soccer only in 2014. And these were the news brought to you by RAE, Argentina to the world. RAE, Argentina to the world presents Songs Stories. Today, La Mano de Dios, The Hand of God, an anthem for Maradona. January 25 marked 2 months since the death of football legend Diego Maradona. And this song will be played every time he is remembered. La Mano de Dios, The Hand of God, written by Alejandro Romero and sung by Rodrigo, who died at the age of 27 in a traffic accident back in 2000. Rodrigo's music is part of a genre that is typical of the province of Córdoba, in the center of Argentina. The genre is called cuarteto, and it is born from the fusion of music and instruments brought by Italian and Spanish immigrants. Cuarteto is an extremely popular genre, which was kind of underappreciated outside Córdoba until Rodrigo made it popular in the capital in the late 1990s. It is cheerful and upbeat, and this contrasts with the lyrics that describe social exclusion or unfulfilled love. La Mano de Dios was, in Maradona's own words, the song in his honor of the many dedicated to him that he liked and he said represented him the most. The tune talks about the poverty from which the idol emerged, the struggle with cocaine, and the unique magic he displayed in the football fields of the planet. The song's title makes reference to the second goal that the star scored in the match versus England at the Mexico 86 World Cup that Argentina, led by Maradona, won. It was a controversial goal in a match marked by the rivalry between Argentina and the UK just 4 years after the Malvinas War. The goal, the idol also, everything became a metaphor of David defeating Goliath. Maradona was then the face of a people that had been devastated by the 1976-1983 dictatorship in Argentina, which was followed by a young democracy that was going, at that point, through a deep economic crisis.
En una villa nací, fue deseo de Dios crecer y sobrevivir a la humilde expresión, enfrentar la adversidad con afán de ganarme a cada paso la vida. En un potrero forjé una zurda inmortal con experiencia, sedienta ambición de llegar de cebollita. Soñaba jugar un mundial y consagrarme en primera, tal vez jugando pudiera a mi familia ayudar. Al poco que debutó,
Maradona,
a dos se fue quien corrió,
Maradona,
mi sueño tenía una estrella, llena de gol y gambeta.
Maradona heard his song for the first time in 2000. While he was staying in Cuba, where he was undergoing drug rehabilitation treatment. Rodrigo traveled there to personally dedicate a song to him. The whole scene was captured on camera for an Argentine TV show called Versus. And since then, the song has become an anthem. In fact, the anecdote of that night of celebration tells that once Rodrigo finished singing the song for Maradona, an excited Diego approached him and said, "The song you just did for me, you son of a bitch." That is the most forceful and Maradonian way of accepting the homage. Now let us listen to the complete full song, this heathen hymn, La Mano de Dios, The Hand of God.
En una villa nació, fue deseo de Dios crecer y sobrevivir a la humilde expresión, enfrentar la adversidad con afán de ganarse a cada paso la vida. En un potrero forjó una zurda inmortal con experiencia, sedienta ambición de llegar de cebollita. Soñaba jugar un mundial y consagrarse en primera, tal vez jugando pudiera a su familia ayudar. ¡Grande Diego! ¡Para el más grande del mundo, eh! Fue deseo de Dios crecer y sobrevivir a la humilde expresión, enfrentar la adversidad con afán de ganarse a cada paso la vida. En un potrero forjó una zurda inmortal con experiencia, sedienta ambición de llegar de cebollita. Soñaba jugar un mundial y consagrarse en primera, tal vez jugando pudiera a su familia ayudar. A poco que debutó,
Maradona,
la doce fue quien corrió,
Maradona,
su sueño tenía una estrella llena de gol.
no venderse jamás al poder. Enfrentó curiosa debilidad. Si Jesús tropezó, porque él no habría de hacerlo. La fama le presentó una blanca mujer de misterioso sabor y prohibido placer. En su habitual deseo, Dios sanó otra vez, involucrando su vida. Y es un partido que un día el Diego está por ganar. ¿A poco que debutó? La voz se fue quien corrió. Su sueño tenía una estrella llena de gol y gambetas. Y todo el pueblo cantó. Nació la mano de Dios. ¡Maradón! Alegría en el pueblo, lleno de gloria este suelo. Se fue quien corrió.
Maradón.
Su sueño tenía una estrella llena de gol y gambetas. Y todo el pueblo cantó.
Maradón.
Nació la mano de Dios.
Maradón.
O alegría en el pueblo. Riego de gloria este suelo. Riego de gloria este suelo. Riego de gloria.
Argentina to the World presented Song Stories. Today, La Mano de Dios, The Hand of God, an anthem for Maradona. Production, Silvana Avellaneda. Translation and voiceover, Fernando Farias. Edition, Fabián Panizzi. And with that, we come to the end of this week's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. I'm Fernando Farias, and wanted to thank you for listening to the program. Hope you enjoyed it. And before signing off, I just wanted to say once again, happy birthday, RAI. Happy 63 years on the air. Feliz cumpleaños, RAI. Chao. Hasta la próxima.